to read it off correctly. All right.
I think I am ready.
There we go. We're on.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek and Commissioner Brooks. And we have legal in the room. We have a 3:30 agenda item, and it is an action item to consider waste tire nuisance and emergency removal declarations pursuant to Idaho Code 39-6502-3 and 20147, Linda Lane Caldwell. All right. So with that, I will turn this over to Zach Wesley, and he can go through the basis for why we're here and how we got here.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to sort of go through the process of how we need to proceed with the agenda amendment today before we get into the details, although of the declaration, although they're kind of related. Late yesterday afternoon, just as the sort of information trickled out, the board became aware of a situation with a code enforcement property that we were abating. And that this site may qualify for, one, the emergency provisions, fall under the emergency provisions for the Waste Tire Act under Idaho law, and that activation of that provision may entitle the county to some reimbursement for the cost of cleaning up this abatement waste tire mess. And so when we found out, we got a notice agenda item added to your calendar, although that was less than 24 hours. We have some notice on there. I've checked with your clerk, and there is no media who's asked to be notified of our emergency meetings. But we do need to go first, and because we've not had 24 hours to update your calendar or the 48 that we would need, we need to have a motion under Idaho Code 74204 to declare the emergency, which is that this is discovered late in the day, and then without the county acting quickly, we have the potential for, one, harm to occur to the public at this site, and then, two, for the county to suffer financial loss because of the potential lost reimbursement if we don't take these steps. And so we need to go through the 74204 motion to amend the agenda to add this action item that we've got now informally posted formally.
Okay.
Chairman.
Entertain discussion or a motion to do that.
Yep. Excuse me. Thank you, Chairman. I move that the board amends today's agenda, Friday, April 25th, to add this emergency meeting motion and order, which is allowed under Idaho Code 74204, which includes, as their legal counsel has indicated, injury to or damage to persons or property, immediate financial loss, and the likelihood of such injury, damage, or loss because of the code enforcement issues on this property.
I'll second.
Okay. And just for the record, all three of us are aware of the details. DST keeps us appraised of that. And so motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay.
So, Chairman, to get to the heart of the matter for why we're here, I'll go through a little history with how this sort of sprang up. The county, as you know, code enforcement officers have been doing an abatement at 2020. 233 Linda Lane. We've also got an alternative address, 2147 Linda Lane, that we had listed someplace else, but I believe that the correct address is 2233 Linda Lane, Caldwell, Idaho, 83605, which is parcel number R27213 in unincorporated Canyon County. This property, the property owner is deceased. And there is not a clear person in control of the property. The county had delivered notices as required by our statute for a public nuisance violation multiple times, asked for compliance. We recorded a certificate of non-compliance on the property earlier this year, and then issued an order of abatement in March, gave that notice, and then on Tuesday, code enforcement was out at the property with a private independent contractor that was assisting the county by removing some of the materials from the site. As you're aware, and for the public record here, we were aware there was a few tires. We knew there was some RVs on the site, and vehicles, lots of refuse. There's a structure on the property that we couldn't get to, but thought that may need to be tore down eventually because it constituted such a public hazard. So in that initial review of the site and removal materials, the code enforcement officer and the independent contractor discovered what would qualify as a waste tire storage site under the Idaho code. And that is a property with over 200 waste tires, so a tire that has been put to use and is no longer in good working order and has not been disposed of properly. Under Idaho law, those tires have to go to a disposal site. Fee has to be paid, as you're well aware. So as we went through this process, we discovered the code enforcement officer notified the health district and the state agencies like DEQ. They were pointed to the statute later in the week that would allow the county for a facility like this, for a site like this, to declare one, a public nuisance, a public nuisance, which is required under the state statute, and is a vague declaration under the statute, but going to be similar to what we've already done for our process, declaring this a nuisance and ordering the abatement. And then secondarily, we can declare an emergency for a public health and safety emergency for several reasons, I think all of which are applicable here according to what we've learned from the code enforcement officer and from the health district and DEQ who've been involved. The basis for that is that the waste tires, as they've accumulated there, may cause a potential fire hazard, which I believe we believe is the case here, that there's a threat of insect-borne disease because of water potentially being stored on the site there inside those tires. Or that the tires contamination could affect the state's ground or surface waters, which I believe we also think is a potential for the site. So the code enforcement officer went ahead and proceeded with the abatement of the parcel and removed hundreds and hundreds of tires from there. I think I'd heard three or four semi-truck loads of tires was the last update that I'd heard. So been a substantial amount of tires at a considerable expense to the county. And so we're now in Idaho Code 396502, which if we go through this process, there's the potential that a state agency could reimburse the county if we go through this process, which is why we're here to make this emergency declaration. So I've got a declaration prepared for you that goes through this factual history and the statutory requirements. And then what this will do on the last page of the declaration, the formal finding is that this waste tire storage site is a public nuisance, that a public health or safety emergency exists because of the waste storage site, and the potential for a fire hazard, the potential to create a threat of insect-borne disease, and the potential to contaminate the state's ground or surface waters, and that taking such action is necessary to protect the citizens and property of the County of Canyon. And this declaration will be effective upon our discovery of that nuisance of the waste tire site, essentially on April 22nd when we were working with that contractor, so it's intended to be retroactive. So I'll stand for any questions.
Chairman, I don't have any questions, but I do appreciate with a short notice that was given, Deputy PA Wesley preparing this declaration and moving the county forward. It is, I would say, an emergency and a crisis to get this in place and get some help. That's the only way we can access the state funds to get assistance with the amount of those tires that are out there. I'm in favor of this declaration.
Okay.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
All right. There's no other further conversation. I'd entertain a motion that we approve this.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the approves and signs the emergency removal declarations pursuant to Idaho Code 39-6502 sub 3 for a property located on Linda Lane and the parcel number of R27213 as presented by Deputy PA Wesley.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. We have the motion. Is there anything else left on this?
Chairman, I think we just need now to coordinate with the health district and state agencies. The statute talks about a petition for a board of examiners in order to access these funds. And so I think we just need to communicate with them to figure out what other information they need from us and what sort of the timeline is and what other sort of information we've got to provide and the final cost, of course. Yep.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I know the director of Southwest District Health is ready, willing, and able to assist us in any way that she can in this matter. So,
all right. So for deliverables, then, are we going to, would you contact her?
Yes, I will do so, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Excellent. And connect in.
We'll follow up with code enforcement regarding the invoice for the contractor's work and also the tires, what happened.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Okay.
Great. Anything else?
I don't think so. I just will say for the record, that was our Director of Development Services who oversees code enforcement, Jake Evans.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.